I've just moved house. It's been a full-on time. Planning, packing, logistics, and of course, normal life didn't stop. As I got into the work of the move, I noticed something unsettling about myself. That is, I disconnected. What do I mean by that? Well, the logistics, planning, and packing had me in my head a lot. At night, I was waking up regularly thinking about what needed to happen next or what I might have forgotten about, and I had this hectic mind. Here's the thing, by being in my head so much, I disconnected from my heart. The truth is that I had this really mixed feeling about moving. Part of me was excited, but I also had a strong sense of loss. I loved my last place. And while those mixed feelings occasionally popped up, they didn't get that much attention because my head was so busy with other stuff. I was in action, but not in emotion. I was numb. And why is this unsettling? Well, because while I was getting stuff done, it felt heavy. There wasn't a lot of joy, creativity, or sense of possibility when I thought about this whole change ahead. And I'm reminded of Brené Brown's wisdom. She says, we cannot selectively numb emotions. When we numb the painful emotions, we also numb the positive emotions. And I reckon that numbness seeped into other areas of my life at the time, including how I showed up with my partner, my friends, and maybe even in my work. And here's the thing, to lead yourself and others, you need to connect. And the most powerful form of connection is not through the head, it's through the heart. People engage and create when they feel something, and they're more likely to listen to you and follow you when they experience your full humanity. Yeah, we need the head work, but we need the heart work more. It's not easy. It takes vulnerability. It takes courage to slow down and check in and to have the tricky conversations that can range across the entire emotional map. Yet when we lean into this work, people's experience of change can move beyond something that just needs to be endured to be an opportunity to actively create a better future. So how do you go about becoming more of a head and heart leader? Well, I reckon you're probably doing a bunch of things already, but here are a few other ideas that you might want to try. Do you schedule heart time? Just as you block out time for planning, maybe you could block out 10 minutes a day just to check in with your own feelings. How am I doing? How am I feeling? And maybe how are my team members feeling, and have those conversations. And when it comes to big decisions, an idea might be just before you make those important decisions, just check, how do I feel about this? Not what do I think, but how do I feel in my gut? How might others feel? And what values are at stake here? Just useful questions, just to kind of sense check stuff a bit more wholly and fully. You might want to make connection a priority, particularly when deadlines are tight. You know, when time's scarce, don't get rid of relationship building. Just compress it. Even a genuine two-minute conversation can maintain a heart connection with others during really busy periods. How are you showing up to the messiness of change and leadership right now? Are you coming from the head or are you bringing in the heart? Food for thought. If this got you thinking, I reckon you'll love episode 18 with Simon Dowling, where we talk about intentional leadership and prioritizing emotions above efficiency. And we get right into a chunky conversation about the power of creating space for people to process emotions as leaders. So check that out. If you prefer to read something, you might like a little post I wrote called This Is Hard. And it's a little story about when you say those three words, you're showing some vulnerability and some humanity. Just go to digbyscott.com, put that into your Google search bar, digbyscott.com, and then type This Is Hard and it'll come up. I'm Digby Scott, this is Dig Deeper, and until next time, go well.